A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kresis Chaf Beis, Kresis 22b, pagination is 44. We'll start at the beginning of the Mishnah, about seven lines up. And in this Masechta, we've been dealing quite a bit with the principle of Zedono Kares. Certain violations in the Torah, if they were done purposely, would be the punishment of Kares. Shigigaso Chatos. If they were done by mistake, it would be a korban chatos. And if there's doubt, then there's a korban called an asham talui, a korban that's brought in the interim until more information would be found. Now, there are cases by chatos ha'of, by a chatos of a bird, where if it's in doubt, we're not going to bring a different type of karban, an asham talui. What we're going to do is simply process the karban, the bird, but not have the kohanim eat from it. And in this way, we've straddled the fence. We're bringing it, but we're not so sure that it's supposed to be brought, and therefore they wouldn't eat. The Rambam, for example, Psulei Hamikdashim Zayin Yud tells us, Chatas Ha'of Haba Al Hasafik, when you have a Chatas Ha'of, possible to bring it in a case of doubt, Nasis Kimitzvasa, you bring it according to its rules, Ve'ena Ne'echelas, and it doesn't get eaten, Ela Tisaref, but instead it would be burnt, as is the case with Psulei HaMikdashim, things that became pasul in the process. And the case that's given is a woman who's unsure if she's a Zava, Yoledes, what korban is she supposed to be bringing. Such a case, the Chatas Ha'of, the bird Chatas, doesn't get switched for any other karban. It's brought, but it's not eaten. Says our Mishnah, Ha'isha she'hivia chatas ha'of, a woman is bringing a chatas ha'of, ad shelo nimlaka, noda la she'yolda, vadai, ta'asena vadai. If before the malika is done, you'll remember that malika is a unique form of killing the bird, unlike shechita. It's done with the nail, it's done from the back of the neck, but that's its shechita, if you will. So if she found out what she's supposed to be doing before the malika is done, so then you can switch your intent, your processing, your procedure, and you can just do it vada. You could do it with knowledge that it has to be done, and it will be eaten. Shemimin shehi mevi al hoda, mevia al lo hoda, because the processing of her karban is the same whether it's known to her or not known to her. Either way, it's the same chatas ha'of. It's just a question of whether it's going to be eaten. And therefore, if it becomes known before the shechita, you can simply switch the approach regarding the karban. Now, there's an obvious point to ponder over here. What would happen if you found out after the malika, I'm doing it totally in a compatible way for a kosher karban, but I didn't know for sure that it was a kosher karban? So what's the difference? Why is malika a demarcation moment? What happens if I found later? I could still have the kohanim eat from it, because it turns out that it's good. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim Zayin Yud Aleph words this quite precisely. Im achas shenimlaka noda lo, if you only found out after the malika, you finish off the sprinkling of the blood, and it's going to be burnt. Okay, but why? Says the Rambam, Kidei shelo yomru, in order that people should not say, Chatas ha'of haba al hasafik. If the chatas is being brought with a safik, tochal is going to be eaten. Shari b'tchila al safik ba. Because when the malika was done, it was safik. That was the word in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. This carbon, we were told, is a safik. Remember, don't process it to be eaten. As the malika is being done, they're keeping track what level of carbon it is. If you start the level of carbon as a suffix warning people not to eat, and you're phrasing it, this is a suffix, and then later people see that you're eating from it, they're going to get the impression, and that's the wording here, Kidei shelo yomru chatas ha'of haba al ha'safik tochal. We don't want people to say that the chatas ha'of that came on safek ended up getting eaten, or is going to be eaten, or is properly supposed to be eaten. That process would be misleading, and therefore we step in and say, once the malika is done with that intent of safek, it should remain as such, and we don't revise its status. And so the focus of the Mishnah is only if you found out before Malika, before its status was codified in the Azara, only then would you be able to revise it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.